Welcome in. This is the Think Ableton Live 12 Res Patch Lab, advanced level, and we're doing it with an automation-first mindset for proper jungle, old-school DNB vibes. The whole point today is not just to make a res, it's to make a res that feels performed across a phrase, like it's breathing and shifting the way those classic hardware-era basses did. And we're going to build it so that the arrangement view becomes your instrument. The automation lanes are the performance. Before we touch any synth settings, lock in the mindset. We're not automating for cool FX tricks. We're automating like we're making mix decisions and arrangement decisions. Every 16 bars should mean something. If you can't describe what changes from section A to section B in one sentence, you're probably overwriting. Alright, session setup. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic zone, 165 to 172 BPM. If you want that this could be 94 to 97 pace, try 170. Now build a simple structure so you don't get lost. Make groups for drums, bass, music, and FX, and set your loop brace to 16 bars. That's important. A res that sounds impressive in a one-bar loop can be dead in a full phrase. We're designing for 16-bar movement. Now, let's build the mid layer first. Create a MIDI track, drop an operator, and name it resmid. In operator, choose the algorithm where A, B, C, and D all go straight to the output. We're building a layered tone. Not FM madness. Oscillator A is a saw at full level. Oscillator B is also a saw, but pull it down a bit, like minus 3 dB. Oscillator C is a square, lower still, around minus 10 dB, just to add that nasal bite that helps it speak on smaller systems. Oscillator D is off for now. Now detune. This is where the re starts to happen. On Osc B, fine tune up around plus 7 to plus 12 cents. Start at plus 9. On Osc C, fine-tune down around minus 5 cents. We're creating controlled disagreement between the oscillators. That disagreement becomes motion once we add chorus and phase. Keep it mono for now. One voice. That's a big advanced move, by the way. If you start with unison and stereo spread inside the synth, you often end up with unstable low mids and translation problems. We'll create width later, in a controllable way, with effects and automation. Set your amp envelope so it has a note shape, not an organ. Attack basically instant, 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 300 milliseconds, sustain down a bit, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB, release 80 to 150 milliseconds. The goal is, it speaks fast, it settles, and it stops cleanly without clicking. Now filter inside operator. Choose a 24 dB low pass. Set the frequency somewhere between 450 Hz and 1.2 kHz to taste. Add a touch of resonance, maybe 10 to 20%. If you've got drive available in your operator view, add a little. 2 to 5 dB. This is your hardware-era polite filtering starting point. We're going to open it later with automation, but we want a solid, controlled baseline. Now we add the classic movement chain. After operator, drop in chorus ensemble, set it to chorus mode, rate around 0.18 to 0.35 Hz, so it's slow and swirly, not a wobble. Depth or amount around 25 to 45%, delay around 8 to 15 milliseconds, feedback 5 to 15%, dry slash wet around 25 to 40%, width can go wide, 120 to 200%, but remember, this is the mid layer only, we're allowed to be wide here. Next, add phaser flanger. Set it to phaser mode. Slow rate. 0.05 to 0.12 Hz. Amount 20 to 35%. Feedback 10 to 25%. Keep dry slash wet conservative, 10 to 25%. This is seasoning. Don't try to make it obvious yet. Later, we'll spike it for phrase ends and switch-ups. Now, add live 12 LFO modulator and map it to the operator filter frequency. Give it a slow rate. You can do half note to one bar, or just think in super slow cycles like 0.08 to 0.15 Hz for long drift. Keep the depth modest. The rule, the LFO is background motion. It should feel like live circuitry, not listen to my LFO. Then automation will be the foreground performance. Cool. That's the mid layer. Now the sub layer, disciplined and boring on purpose. Create another MIDI track. Name it Res SUB and put operator on it. Osc is a sine wave. One voice. Keep it mono. Filter can be off, or you can low pass a bit if you prefer, but don't make it fancy. Amp envelope. Fast attack, 0 to 2 milliseconds, and a release similar to the mid, maybe 80 to 120 milliseconds, so they feel glued rhythmically. Put a Q8 after it and shape it like a safety net, a gentle low pass-ish move around 120 to 180 Hz. The point is to keep sub as sub. If your room booms, maybe a tiny dip at 50 to 60 Hz, but don't start carving random notches. Most bad sub problems are either too loud, too long, or not mono, not need 6 EQ cuts. Now group the MID and SUB into a bass group. This is where we build the system you'll automate like a piece of hardware. On the bass group, start with EQ8. High pass around 25 to 30 HC. That's just housekeeping. If it's boxy, consider a gentle dip around 200 to 300 HC, but only after you hear it with drums. Don't pre-EQ problems you haven't confirmed. Next, saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is your harmonics engine, and we're going to automate it later so the drop has somewhere to go. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Not constant squashing, just glue. Then a limiter as a safety catch. Ceiling around minus 0.8. The limiter is not your loudness strategy. It's a seatbelt. Now for the automation first centerpiece. Make an audio effect rack at the end of the bass group and name it Bass Performance. This is where you set up macros you can ride aggressively without wrecking your tone. Macro 1 is MID filter frequency. Map it to the operator filter frequency on the mid track. And here's the advanced part, constrain the range. Don't let the macro sweep from sub territory to dog whistle territory. Try mapping it so full travel is maybe 250 HC up to 1.6 KHC. That way you can draw bold automation curves without accidentally deleting the fundamental or turning it into a thin mosquito. Macro 2 is chorus dry slash wet. Macro 3 is phaser dry slash wet. Macro 4 is saturator drive on the group. Macro 5 is sub level. Put a utility on the sub track and map its gain to this macro. Macro 6 is mid level. Utility on the mid track. Map gain. Macro 7 can be an optional noise or edge. If you want, you can map a resonance bump, or later we'll talk about roar. Macro 8 is your switch macro. This is a fun one. Map it to multiple parameters with subtle changes. A little more filter, a little more phaser, a little more drive, maybe a tiny level change. The idea is one macro that instantly gives you an A to B identity change without turning your bass into a different instrument. Now we write a jungle-leaning bass line. Go minor key. Let's do F minor. Classic. Keep it syncopated and leave space. Jungle is as much about the holes as it is about the notes. Start with a two-bar phrase. Use the root, the flat 7, and octave jumps. So think F, eb, ab, and occasionally F up the octave. Build a rhythm where there are intentional rests. Those rests are where the break speaks. Once you have two bars, extend it out to 8 or 16. And do only micro variation. 10 to 20% change. Swap one note to the octave. Change the last hit. Add a short answer note at bar 8 or 16. That's the old school spell. Repetition with tiny changes, so it feels hypnotic, not static. Now the real sauce. Automation in arrangement view. Over 16 bars. And I want you to think in passes. Don't try to write 10 lanes at once. Do one concept at a time. Automation pass 1. The breathing filter. On macro 1, the MID filter, draw a story arc across the 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4, slightly closed, darker, weighty. Bars 5 to 8, gradually open. Then somewhere around bar 9 or bar 13, do a quick dip, like the bass ducks its head right before a fill. And at bar 16, open hard for the last hit, then cut to a gap. Use curves. Straight lines everywhere sound like a spreadsheet. Curves feel like hands. Automation pass 2. Stereo motion control. Chorus and phaser. Keep chorus moderate in the main groove, say 25 to 35%. Then push it higher, like 45 to 55, only at fills or switch-ups. That makes width feel like an event. Phaser stays mostly low, 10 to 15. Then spike it to 25 to 35 for one or two beats at the end of phrases. This is a classic hands-on rock gear moment. It says, we're turning the corner without changing the notes. Automation pass 3. Grit staging and balance. Saturator drive and mid/sub relationship. In normal sections, drive is just kissing, maybe plus 1 or 2 dB above your baseline. In the second half of a drop, or second drop, push it further, plus 3 to 5, and automate mid and sub balance like arrangement data. In breakdown moments, pull the sub slightly and let the mids talk. On the drop, snap the sub back up. That snap is impact. You can literally feel it in a club. Automation pass 4. The switch. Use macro 8 to create A and B sections. Section A is tighter, darker, less stereo. Section B is brighter, wider, more phaser, slightly more drive. Make that switch at bar 9 or bar 17. That's classic phrasing. And if you want call and response without changing the MIDI at all, Keep the notes identical for 8 bars, but make the timbre answer itself. Bars 1 to 4 darker and narrow, bars 5 to 8 brighter and more animated. It reads like a second bass line, but it's really performance. Now, while you're doing all this, do an advanced reality check. Put a utility on your master and hit mono sometimes. Also check at low volume. Also check just drums and bass. If the re stops feeling like it's moving in mono or at low volume, you're relying too much on stereo phase tricks, and not enough on mid-range energy and harmonics. The movement should survive translation. Let's talk arrangement moves for that old-school energy. Imagine a 64-bar drop after your intro. Bars 1 to 16. Drop A, the statement. Bass is solid. Automation is subtle. Drums are your main break, not a million layers. At the end of bar 16, do a 1-beat gap. Mute bass and kick for a beat. Leave a snare tail with reverb. That breath is jungle. Bars 17 to 32. Variation. Add a few automation spikes, tiny phaser hits, maybe one octave stab every 8 bars. Keep it rolling. Don't overcomplicate. Bars 33 to 48. The switch. Drop B. Open the filter more. Increase saturation a touch. Add a little more top percussion to lift energy. And here's a powerful move. Remove the bass for one full bar, then slam it back. It's the reload tease without actually stopping the tune. Bars 49 to 64. Heavier automation, then a controlled close down. More aggressive filter movement. Occasional smeared chorus moments. And toward the end, low pass it down to set up the breakdown or outro. This is how you make the drop feel like a story, not a loop.